VPShows.com. See you at this show.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Have a seat and hold on. I'm going to read a couple of the headlines of a couple of articles I'm going to begin with. On July 30th, just about 8 days ago, Pope Francis, he admitted to genocide. He admitted that there had been genocide of the, I don't know how to pronounce this name, the Indian schools in Canada. We're going to talk about that. Here it is. The indigenous Indian tribes of Canada, and Francis admitted that there had been genocide. Now, with genocide, it can come in many forms: to destroy a people's culture, to deny women to be treated equally, it is a form of genocide. To change their language, to destroy their language, can be considered to be a form of genocide, and also straight out death. So Pope Francis admitted that genocide was committed by Canadian Indian residential schools in Canadian Indian residential schools, the majority of which were operated by his Roman Catholic Church. Bergoglio Francis made the public admission to reporters after hurriedly leaving Canada to avoid protesters. Bergoglio's admission sparked an immediate move at the United Nations to enforce the UN Genocide Convention and seek Bergoglio's immediate arrest as the head fiduciary officer of a criminal body. This is major, major news, and I'll tell you why it's major news. I have talked about on the Open Forum program two and a half years ago, Present Truth, this program, and also on my Sunday program, about the prophecies of the Catholic Church, the fourth church in the book of Revelation, chapter 2, Thyatira. And the Catholic Church is Thyatira. And all seven churches, five of the seven, all of them to a degree, a great degree, are dysfunctional. All there are indictments in the Bible written, the book of Revelation that was written by John the Apostle, and there is an indictment to all seven churches, each church having a unique set of spiritual problems. The Catholic Church, there is witchcraft involved in the Greek Orthodox churches, the seat of Satan. Well, To the Catholic Church, the prophecy is that at the end, at the time where all these seven churches mature spiritually as churches in the world, punishments are going to come to them. God will punish His children first before He punishes the nations. And one of the punishments of the Catholic Church is she's going to be exposed for all the evil that has been done for roughly the last 1,500 years. God is a just and righteous. And there will be, God says that the Catholic Church will be heavily persecuted internationally, and God will throw the Catholic Church into a bed of sickness and kill her children with death, meaning the members of the body of the Roman Catholic Church. According to diplomatic services, to go on with the article, according to diplomatic sources, several countries are preparing a motion to indict Bergoglio and other Vatican officials before the United Nations General Assembly at the International Criminal Court. It makes no difference if the regime is secular or religious. Their top officers must be persecuted by the ICC and domestic courts. Even more cataclysmic for the Church of Rome, the financial agreement signed between Bergoglio and Chinese officials in Prince Rupert on July 23rd is now in jeopardy, as is the Vatican Bank's underwriting of China's global economy. Beijing can hardly depend. This is, what is the Roman Catholic Church doing underwriting China's global economy? My question. Beijing can hardly depend on the IOR, Vatican Bank, if its assets are target of a criminal investigation, said the legal advisor. This shakes up the entire Beijing-Rome alliance. Kevin Arnett, who has led the campaign to expose and prosecute church-run genocide in Canada, welcomed the UN action but called for the immediate seizure of Catholic Church lands and buildings as reparations for centuries of mass murder by an admitted genocidal church. It was no accident that Jorge Bergoglio scurried out of Canada soon after the City Council of Aqualiut nullified tax exemptions for his church in their community. So, well, everyone is covering whatever. I don't know if anyone's covered this, but I know that I needed to cover it. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, I'm Anita McAllister, your senior specialist. Are you turning 65? Know someone who is? The best time to learn about Medicare is 3 months before you turn 65. Call me at 970-515-6882 to start planning. Don't make the mistake of waiting too long. There are specific enrollment periods. If you miss them, you may have to wait till next year. There are late enrollment penalties. The longer you wait, the bigger the penalties. Call me, 970-515-6882, today.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
Are you tired of your cabinets slamming shut?
Quiet! Keep it down up there!
Then upgrade to high-end, no-slam cabinets with A&D Design.
They're priced 15% lower than big stores' plywood cabinets and 30% lower than their high-end cabinets.
They also have scratch and dent cabinets at a discount. For beautiful cabinetry and no more, call Daniel at 303-968-6678.
Or visit their website at andcabinetdesign.com.
Hi, I'm Sina Milanazzo, Telephone Technology Specialist, here with Liberty Communications. We are the local experts for cloud and VoIP telephone systems. If you have a traditional phone system and want to learn more about how VoIP can help your business, then call me. I'll sit down with you and we'll come up with solutions on how to keep you ahead of your competition. Call 720-399-0233 or email info@libertyvts.com. VoIP doesn't have to be a four-letter word.
So I'm going to continue now, and this is not beat up on the Catholic Church, but when in Revelation chapter 3, when John is told to write the account of Thyatira and to be exact and specific, and the sins of Thyatira, which is the Vatican, which is the Catholic Church, well, Catholic or not, I was raised Catholic. I have family members that are Catholic, friends that are Catholic, great, wonderful people. But you always have the corruption in every system. In the evangelical churches, there is a corruption. So that is cannot be dismissed. The corruption that took place in the Orthodox churches cannot be dismissed, or any of the churches. And the corruption in the Catholic Church also cannot be dismissed. And Christ said that everything that has been done in secret will be brought out and made brought out into the open, and it will be shouted from the rooftops. For centuries, people have talked about the corruption within the Catholic Church. We can't dismiss it. Any corruption with any of seven God's churches cannot be dismissed. I have the Sunday program, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. I address the corruption in the evangelical churches and the dysfunctionalism and the straight out evil. Well, why wouldn't I do that also with the Church of Rome? I would do it the same with the Lutheran churches, Anglican, Episcopalian, Protestant, any type of Protestantism. Now, the world is awakening, continuing with the article. The article is out of International Tribunal into the Crime of Church and State. It's out of Canada. The world is awakening to the monster wrapped in religious camouflage. Every level of government needs to do like a qualuit and stop subsidizing the killing of children. If they don't, they are accomplices in an enormous crime. This could not happen without the knowledge of the Canadian government. Yes, Rome is guilty. Yes, the Canadian government is guilty. The Catholic churches with the persecution in Argentina was guilty back in the 80s, 70s, 60s, and the government. Now, let's expose Canada's crimes as a nation. And what's happening in Canada on the reservations there with the Eskimos or the Indians has also occurred in the United States with all of the Indian different tribes. Now, on June 25th, 2021, a little over a year earlier, the Cowessess First National account that they had discovered 751 unmarked graves from the Maryville residential school. The recovery of mass and unmarked graves at former Indian residential school sites in recent weeks has released a deluge of outrage and grief across a settler colony known as Canada, Kanata with the K. Horrifying truths are being unearthed that reveal the treachery by which Canadian governments, churches, and the Royal Canadian Mounted Police originally stole and continue to steal Indigenous lands. I say recoveries, this is truthout.org, Siku Alulu. And the article was Canada's Indigenous Genocide is Ongoing, truthout.org, June 30th, 2021. I say the recoveries because these are not new discoveries. This particular form of genocide unleashed against Indigenous children has been aggressively instituted and actively concealed by Canadian governments, churches, and the Royal Canadian Mounted Police since 1831, when the first residential school was established in Brantford, Ontario. Genocide here is defined both as murders of children and criminal acts of negligence and mistreatment that caused deaths that could have been prevented if authorities had acted on the concerns that were repeatedly brought to government. The high death rates, conditions, and prevalent causes of death were known. So, yes, the Canadian government working with, yes, the Catholic Church, the Church of Rome, yes, I believe, with all other religions to a degree, the names just haven't been brought out. Was there genocide, in other words, genocide in the sense of actual murder of children and mothers? And who knows what about the men? I believe so. Now, I will read here. This came out on the August 5th, 2 days ago. The Catholic Church, this is Postmaster, August 5th, 2022, August 5th, 2022, International Tribunal into Crimes of the Church and State, Catholic Churches banned and its wealth seized by new law in the wake of papal admission of genocide. The Republic of Canada with a K. The new law bans Catholic Church and seizes the wealth in the wake of papal admission of genocide. Church confiscations to begin September 4th as defund genocide movement spreads abroad. So that's within a month. We're going to see where this is going to go. Diplomats, Indigenous people seek expulsion of Vatican from the UN. These are the headlines of other articles. New law bans a Catholic Church, seizes its wealth in the wake of papal admission of genocide again. Church again, confiscations will begin September 4th. And the article goes on to state that this is out of Ottawa. A national law was passed today in Canada that authorizes the public seizure of Roman Catholic churches and their wealth as reparations for centuries of self-admitted crimes against humanity. The law also legally de-establishes and banishes the Roman Catholic Church from operating anywhere in Canada and nullifies taxes to the Canadian government as proven co-conspirator in genocide. The National Council of Common Law Assemblies issued the law today. I don't know if this Council is going to have the power over the decisions of the Canadian government. But at least they're moving forward and presenting the what they are legally stating is to be the fact and what is going to happen. I don't know if they have that authority. In response to the recent public admission by Pope Francis, the law will be used by its sheriffs. The NCCLA law will be used by its sheriffs to seize Catholic properties across Canada in a campaign commencing September 4th. The NCCLA has sparked similar moves in America, Italy, Holland, Australia, and other countries as part of a global defund genocide movement to punish the Vatican for its crimes and reclaim the wealth stolen by the Church. The law is clear when it comes to self-admitted and proven genocidal powers like the Vatican, said Carl Redvers, a legal advisor to the NCCLA in Winnipeg. They have no lawful right to operate, and their wealth and property must be seized to impede and prevent their criminal activities. End of quote. In response, diplomats and indigenous delegates at the United Nations are seeking the expulsion of the Vatican from the UN General Assembly. A motion to that effect will be introduced after the Assembly convenes on Tuesday, September 13th. De-establishing the Catholic Church is a legal and moral obligation on humanity under the law of nations, states a communique from the coalition sponsoring the UN motion. Now, I will say this. In my promo for this program, I do say that I'll talk about the New World Order, secret societies, and the coming religion. Whether people will understand this or not, at this point and time, there will be a great move internationally to destroy all Christian churches. It will begin with the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church is one of the oldest churches, about 1,500 years old. The Orthodox churches of Greece were older. But there will be part of the purpose and the plan of the New World Order, or the coming global governments, is to abolish every form of Christianity, whether it be the Orthodox churches, the Lutheran churches, Episcopalian churches, all sections of the evangelical churches. It's any Christ professing true church mentioned in Revelation chapter 1 will be the target of the New World Order. The reason it will be a target, the Christian people, the true Christian people, there are those within Christianity and all the different churches, regardless of the name, they're all infiltrated with men or women that are not true believers in Christ. They are wolves in sheep's clothing. All churches, the evangelical churches, many of the evangelical churches that you would know the names and cities across this country, have at the senior pastor and probably the junior pastors behind him are not born again. They are Satan worshipers, devil worshipers, wolves in sheep's clothing. Paul didn't have the term Satanists. So he used the term, and they used the term in the New Testament, wolves in sheep's clothing. Wolves meaning from another kingdom. They're all infiltrated. And the global objective is to destroy all of real, true Christianity. Rick Rodriguez will continue in a second. Podcasts are 1360khnc.com.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
How would you like some free advertising?
Free! Free!
Free! Free! Free! Free!
Call 970-587-5003.
Check.
We will put your small business or local company on the half-empty cup of joe for the small business section of the show. Call 970-587-5003, and we'll get your business some free advertising today.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money. But lately, control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
You want to try something different for your students? Come join me at Civica Career and Collegiate Academy in Milliken. We're a tuition-free charter school enrolling for next year for grades 6 through 10. We have a firm foundation. We stand for the pledge. Our students are in uniforms. We stick to core curriculum, and we'll get them ready for the world. Enroll today at civicaco.org or call us at 970-614-5521 for a private tour.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC,
where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
On her way to work one morning, down the path alongside the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. Oh, well, she cried, I'll take you in and I'll take care of you. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, yes, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman. Sighed the snake.
There is a principle that you better not open doors. You know, your front door of your home, you have to be careful who you let in that door. And there's a spiritual principle in Christian churches that if you, as a Christian, you have to be careful you don't open doors to demons, to spirits. And you want to make sure that you you are careful, like with a company, for example, you want to make sure that the people. This is why companies now, regardless of Walmart, it doesn't matter. Companies, they do background checks. Why? Because they don't want to open doors to people who have criminal propensities. Don't open doors. Don't let snakes that walk on two legs, male and female, that can con you. Don't open doors to snakes that will come into your life and they can cause you problems. That's just a little bit of advice from the Bible. Don't open doors. Be careful you know who you are friends with. I know years ago, I had old friends, didn't think anything about it, but later, years later, I realized that some of these people were thieves, and even some of them were murderers. And I didn't know it. I didn't know who I was rubbing elbows with. Well, thank goodness I didn't invite them before I was married, to parties or to anywhere, to come into where I was living with friends. Don't open doors. Go on with the National Council of Common Law Assemblies out of Canada with a K. He pronounces it Kanata. I don't know what this is all about. But a public notice was issued by the National Council of Common Law Assemblies, again on August the 4th. And it also stated, let it be further known that the government of Canada, through its unauthorized and unlawful financial concordant with the Vatican, and as a co-conspirator in genocide, has committed and is committing fraud and treason on the people of Canada in violation of the English statute of praemunire. It's a technical word. I don't know what it. I don't even know how to pronounce it. Praemunire, which prohibits the funding of Roman papacy or the granting to it authority or jurisdiction with any Commonwealth nation. It's going to get a little heavy here, so just hang on. Let it be further known that because of the treasonous crime by the Canadian government and its courts, the Church of Rome and the Vatican have perpetrated a self-admitted historic and ongoing genocide in Canada while evading prosecution or accountability for these crimes, and have unlawfully appropriated more than $680 million from the Canadian revenue since 2020 through the aforementioned financial concordant, and that accordingly Canadian taxpayers are being forced to violate international law by funding the criminally convicted Vatican and the Church of Rome. Let it be further known that because of these crimes of genocide, fraud, tyranny, theft under international and natural law, the people of Canada and of indigenous nations are owed financial reparations, by the British Crown, the Canadian government, and the Vatican Church of Rome and its church associates, the Anglican and the United Church, and the return and restoration of all that has been stolen from them by these powers, including lands, resources, and revenues. And then accordingly, in the name of the people of Canada and their sovereign Republic of Canada and its allied indigenous nations, the National Council of Common Law Assemblies, as a de jure court of record, hereby declares the following law shall apply everywhere in Canada as of this date. Federal taxes are hereby and forever nullified and are retained by the people. A universal common law lien is placed on the wealth of the Crown of England, the Government of Canada, and the Vatican Roman Catholic Church, Anglican, and United Church of Canada, including on their lands, assets, and properties. The people and their sheriffs are empowered by the law and its accompanying warrant to enforce this universal lien and seize the wealth, lands, assets, properties of these governments and churches using appropriate force. This is, when you think about it, the accusations and the laws that they are passing, this puts the Canadian government, how is the Canadian government going to respond? How is the Crown of England going to respond, the British government? How are the other, the Anglican Church and the United Church? There's going to have to be a response. What's that response going to be? Going back to my what I was presenting about at the end of the world, the Lord will punish His churches for their corruption. They're His churches, all seven churches, Catholic Church, Lutheran churches, all these truly Christian churches have to be punished for their all of their crimes. The Catholic Church, the evangelical churches in America, everything that is related religious-wise to the evangelical churches. And we are now in the, you might say, at the beginning of the greatest persecution of the seven churches of God in the book of Revelation chapter 1. We're at the beginning of the greatest persecution of true Christianity, that the greatest persecution that has ever taken place is beginning. And for Pope Francis to, at this point, bring this out, I have to, in a sense, wonder if this might not be part of a UN plan to begin the persecution of all the churches internationally. We'll continue that thought in a second. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth.
This is Crystal with Cruise Planners. We're a full-service travel agency located in Johnstown, Colorado. Give us a call at 970-578-9779 or visit our website at milehighcruiseplanners.com to start planning your next vacation today. By land, air, or sea, we get you there, and all you do is go enjoy. Again, that number is 970-578-9779.
January 22nd saw Northern Colorado invaded by thousands of Second Amendment patriots going to the new PE Gun Show facility at the Greeley Mall. Gone are the days of the crowded facility and limited products. Patrons shopped hundreds of tables filled with all the items you expect at a premier event show. For future show dates, CCW training, or seller reservations, visit PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com for more info. The new 90,000 square foot Premier Events Expo Center, located at Greeley Mall off Highway 34, is a perfect indoor space to plan your next event. Weddings, graduations, concerts, or fairs, this space can accommodate. For leasing information, contact PEShows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. That's PEShows.com, 970-663-9101.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and hacked her out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer on the road.
So I suspect that, you know, see, Francis is a globalist. And as a globalist, with the globalist objective of destroying the seven churches in the book of Revelation chapter 1, that is their objective. So with from that view, thinking about what Francis just admitted to, as a globalist, does this mean that now Francis and the globalists that he's tied into in Europe, internationally, is this the shot across the bow that now it is time to begin the great persecution of the Catholic people in the book of Revelation, chapter 2, the last church, Thyatira? Is this the shot across the bow where God is warning the seven churches, the Catholic Church is going to be the first one is going to suffer greatly because it's such an international church, and the globalists are making a decision pardon me, and the globalists are making a decision to begin the not genocide of of the Canadian people, but a genocide of true Christian peoples internationally. And many within the Catholic Church, millions of Catholics do not recognize Pope Francis as the Pope. They have a term, the Vatican seat is empty. They do not recognize Francis. I had another article that I wish I would have brought with me. It talked about Francis's his crimes in Argentina while he was there. There's evidence, and not only evidence, but there have been people that have come forth to talk about Francis's personal sins. The Catholics believe that the Pope is sinless. Well, that's a very powerful lying spirit on the minds of many, many Catholics. I used to believe that too. Being raised Catholic, I thought the Pope was Christ, that he was like God. And it just took time, and I started to realize by reading the Bible, no such thing as a sinless human being, not even the Pope. No such thing. But in this article that I did not bring, it talks about all of his crimes as an individual and people that were witness to Francis committing sex crimes and even murder. And in the article, also the Queen of England. In Europe, these crimes are known. The people of England, the people of Europe are very familiar with the crimes of the royal family. They're very familiar with the crimes of the Anglican Church in Europe, the Catholic Church. But we in America, we can't believe such evil could take place, you know, in a religious system. Well, there's more evil in religious systems, more crimes and more evil in religious systems than you can even imagine. Again, many of these men in all the churches are not true men of God. They are wolves. They are infiltrators. So the Catholic Church, I had to really, when I read this article initially, I had to, from the view that I know there will be a great persecution that will begin on the Catholic Churches internationally. because I see it in the Bible prophecy concerning the church of Thyatira. I will throw her children I will kill her children with death, and she will be put on a, I should bring up the actual verses, into a bed of sickness. What kind of sickness? Well, people that are perverted, it is a type of, not physical sickness, it is a mental, psychological sickness that cannot be cured. This is why with serial killers, they are psychologically so sick, they can never be, there's no rehabilitation for these people. And this is what is implied in Revelation chapter 2 about the church of Thyatira, about the Catholic churches. And because this is now, within the last week, this is becoming more and more discussed, this matter of what has happened in Canada and how the Pope has admitted to genocide. Again, different forms of genocide. Just destroying a culture, you can consider that to be cultural genocide, which is what's happening here in America. In America, we are witnessing cultural genocide by those that will come into this nation and will not assimilate. So there's cultural genocide. Then you have, you know, a genocide against women on the Indian reservations in Canada and in this country, where women are, you know, there was a movie out recently. I'm trying to remember the name of it, but it was about the Indian reservations up in Wyoming. And there is no record of the number of women that are murdered or disappear on the Indian reservations, not just in Wyoming, but all over the country. That's a form of genocide, specific genocide against women on Indian reservations. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
1360KHNC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360KHNC.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360KHNC.com/shop.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial location. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
9565. Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. Be happy.
Okay, And to close out, am I convinced that this was part of a globalist plan that Francis, the present Pope, the Pope that is not really sitting in the Vatican, that is not really the power in the Vatican, he is a imposter, just like we have a president that is an imposter, somebody else actually giving directions from behind the curtain. I do know that according to the prophecies of the Church of the Catholic Churches, the Church of Thyatira, I do know that there will be a great hatred and a great persecution that will begin, and I believe in the decade prior to Christ's return, that will begin on the Catholic Church. And the Catholic Church, internationally, because it's so big, will have the greatest damage, or there will be so many more Catholic people that will be persecuted than any of the other churches. More Catholics than there are Orthodox Christians or Evangelical Christians, Lutherans. But all of Christianity, according to the Bible in the New Testament, what Christ said about his churches and the prophecies about the great genocide, and the Bible refers to it as a great martyrdom by the Muslim people, by the communists internationally, via whether it's China or communist in third world countries, communism elsewhere, India, genocide by the globalists in the Western world, all of Europe, Central Europe, but not so much as Western Europe, and America, and Canada. If the genocide of the Catholic people is going to begin in Canada, it won't be limited to just Catholics. It will spread out to every form of Christianity in Canada and Australia and New Zealand and through all of Europe and especially in the United States of America. But I think with this matter of now, what Francis has opened a door, Francis has set something in motion. He is a globalist. He is not a true vicar of Christ. In my opinion, to the Catholic people, don't be offended. You just wait to see what Francis has done is going to bring a genocide to the Catholic churches. Already now, the Canadian government is ready to, you bet, take over property, take over finances, bank accounts. Be great for the Canadian government. They have worked together, the Canadian government and the Catholic churches, but now there's going to be they're going to be an unfriending. Canada is going to unfriend the Christian churches, beginning with the Catholic Church. The nations are going to unfriend true Christian peoples. There's already persecution in other nations, severe persecution. Now it is coming to the West. We're going to watch and see what happens. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, podcast or 1360KHNC.com. Francis has shot the first shot across the bow. We're going to watch him and see what happens. Talk to you tomorrow.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com.
Thank you. KHNC, my truck broke down. I knew it was time to get a new one. and I knew there was only one place I was going to go, Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group. So I gave him a call at 970-443-5654, and I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run, and then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley, 970-443-5654.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland.